not one class on the kingdom. He studied all the different thoughts of the early church, but not one class on the kingdom. And it's the only thing he told us to preach. That's why God is saying, kingdom first. Get back to my first instruction. Why? Because the last part of the verse depends on it. We keep asking God, when will the end come? And so we have a tsunami, and everybody says, the end of the world is coming. So we have 9/11, the world is coming to an end. Earthquake, the world is coming to an end. A drought in Australia, God is coming soon. War in Iran, oh, it's the last days. Shut up. That's not true. Read the verse. He said, the end will come when you do something. Why is it so quiet? Read the Bible. He placed the end not in heaven's hands. Okay. Let's read the verse together, please. Read, go. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into a whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. He left the end in our hands. And it's depending on a message, not a terrorist. Clap. God did not place the end of the world in the hands of a war. He didn't submit the end under the control of an earthquake. And so I guess I could probably say with some security that you should unpack your bags, because we ain't going nowhere, because the church have not been preaching this gospel. You know, I got an amazing phone call. One of the top theologians said that he is putting my books in their seminary, because they're trying to find materials on the kingdom for the students in their doctoral programs and can't find them. If you have a Bible school, the question is, what's the lesson? Is there a course on the kingdom in your Bible school? If you get a degree from a college in theology, it doesn't impress God. If you don't have the message. So my degree means nothing to me, because it doesn't give me the message. I had to go and find it by pursuing Jesus. And I found it. And my whole life changed. I found the kingdom. Everybody say kingdom. By the way, some of you look a little sad right now. Please don't get mad at me. Just read the Bible. We're going to have fun this week. You're going to be good. You're going to be relieved from religion. Therefore, write this down. The message of the Bible is, number one, about a king. It's about a kingdom. It's about a king's family. That's what the Bible is about. It's about a king, it's about a kingdom, and it's about a king's family. Fourthly, the Bible is about a kingdom expansion program. Fifthly, the Bible is about a kingdom that was lost. We lost it. The Bible is also about a kingdom that was regained by the king himself. The Bible is also about a kingdom that was restored, and its program of restoration is still going on earth today. And you are a part of that program. The Bible is really about a kingdom reestablishing its program in society where you live. The Bible is not about a religion. And this is the toughest part of the whole reality. The Bible is not about a religion. It's about a kingdom coming back to planet Earth. I put it to you. that the Bible speaks only about a kingdom. As a matter of fact, David said these words in Psalm 45, verse 6. He says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and your scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom." Look at this verse, Psalm 103, verse 19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." Another thought David wrote down, Psalm 145, verse 13. He says, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, O Lord, and your dominion endures through all generations." Everything is kingdom, 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 kingdom. Problem is, in the Western world, we have come to hate kingdom because we embrace democracy. And we've come to almost despise the concept of a king, and we magnify the position of a president and a prime minister. We've made them more important than a king, because in our culture we try to get rid of the king concept. And yet Jesus Christ is king, and that is why there's always a contradiction in the modern mind of the believer, because they're trying to live in a democracy but trying to follow a king. It becomes a paradox. Here's what is God's ultimate vision, and this is important to write down. God's ultimate divine vision was a simple one. God's desire was to colonize the territory of earth with the kingdom of heaven. That's it. The Bible is about a king's desire to extend his kingdom from the celestial to the terrestrial. God's idea was to rule earth from heaven through you. That's why it's a kingdom concept. Only kingdoms colonize. Only kingdoms expand by colonization. Therefore, to understand the Bible, you got to understand this statement. Write this down, please. The content of the Bible is about the celestial colonization of the terrestrial. Sounds deep, doesn't it? Celestial simply means heavenly. Terrestrial simply means earth. God's plan was to bring the celestial to the terrestrial through you. He wanted to rule the earth by proxy through you. He wanted you to be his representatives. He wanted you to be his ambassadors of his government on earth, to bring about his interests on the planet. He wanted you to rule the earth on his behalf. As a matter of fact, God's plan was to heavenly invade earth. He wanted to colonize this planet with a colony of heaven called mankind. Adam was to be God's colony on earth. All of you who are over the age of 50 know what I'm talking about when I use the word colonization. Colonization is when a kingdom that's far away extends its culture to another place that's far away. That's exactly what God wanted to do. Matter of fact, some of you still don't believe me, so let me see if I can take it a little deeper. Matthew chapter 13, verse 32. Read, everybody read, go. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Now watch, Christ says how it's going to happen. Here's influence. My beloved son, he said, the kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman puts in a large amount of flour until it worked all the way through the dough. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Let me tell you something about yeast, in case you don't know. First of all, yeast is never afraid. Number two, dough is always bigger than yeast. Number three, yeast looks helpless. Number four, yeast never makes noise. It's not loud when it's changing the country. Number five, yeast grows under pressure of heat. Next, once a dough receives yeast, you can never extract it. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good week. Don't you miss a session. You see, God put you in that job, yes, the one you hate, because that job needs some yeast. He made you a teacher to yeast the school. He made you a banker to yeast the bank. He made you a politician to yeast the government. He puts his yeast where the dough needs influence. One thing about yeast, the dough never wins. Clap loud. Say, this whole place gonna become just like heaven because I am in this place. Hallelujah. Yeast is never intimidated by dough. Here's an important one. Yeast never becomes dough. Everybody clap on that one. Hallelujah. If you are a kingdom citizen, you don't become like them, even though you are among them. Be in the world, but not of the world. If you are becoming like them, you are not yeast. But if they are becoming like you, then you are kingdom material. When the United Kingdom of Great Britain came to our islands 251 years ago, they met the natives there. And when they came, their goal was to colonize 700 islands in the Bahamas. Do you know? They did not become Bahamians. We became British. We speak their language. We wear their clothes. We drink tea with chocolate. In other words, the kingdom of God never comes to accommodate another culture. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Colonization is not about accommodation. It's about invasion and complete takeover. Christ didn't come to adjust to the environment. He came to create the environment. God is telling you in 2008, you shall become the change agent. In your job, in your business, in your school, in your university, in your home, you shall become the one that bring change. Shout amen, somebody. You are not here to accommodate. You are here to infiltrate. You are yeast. You know, yeast is useless when it's together with other yeast. Come on, ladies, talk to me now. You will bake bread and so forth. The yeast in the package is useless. It is only activated when it goes into the dough out there.
Hallelujah.
This week, we're going to yeast your yeast. Every session will put more yeast in you. Hallelujah. And then next week, spit you out into the dough, and Australia will never be the same because of influence 2008. Shout amen, somebody.